Here's Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice to the People News Bulletin. Ireland voted decisively to repeal one of the world's most restrictive abortion bans, sweeping aside generations of conservative patriarchy and dealing the latest in a series of stinging rebukes to the Roman Catholic Church. Between 1980 and 2016, nearly 170,000 women traveled to Britain from Ireland to terminate pregnancies, according to statistics from Britain's Department of Health. Medi-Cal, California's version of Medicaid, the health insurance program for lower-income Americans, covers about a third of California's population. Former president of Colombia and ongoing kingmaker was repeatedly accused in communications to diplomats of having ties to drug runners, according to declassified cables from the U.S. State Department. Some estimate that political campaigns in the U.S. will spend an estimated $8 billion on advertising in 2018. At Live National Entertainment, the concert and ticketing company, an employee earning the median pay of $24,406 would need to work for 2,893 years to earn the $70.6 million that its chief executive, Michael Rapino, made last year. A typical CEO makes $11.7 million annually. Chicago police are now using 30,000 government-operated closed-circuit cameras for city security. A Pew Research survey indicates that Americans that live in urban and in rural areas both agree that the rest of the country looks down on them. Only in the suburbs do people believe that others view them positively. Research by the Federal Reserve of New York suggests that student debt is responsible for up to 35% of the decline in home ownership from 2007 to 2015. Home ownership for those in their 20s and 30s is near a three-decade low. Truckers in Brazil blocked highways around the country to protest surging diesel prices, halting delivery of food, fuel, medicine, and auto parts. The government called in the military to try and stop the strikers. Dozens of civil rights groups called on Amazon to stop selling its facial recognition software to law enforcement organizations. The Center on Privacy and Technology at Georgetown Law estimates that more than 130 million American adults are in facial recognition databases that can be searched in criminal investigations. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.